Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios in New York City on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Carver High Mafia. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You better believe it's the best time of the year. Chaos in the tourney. Baseball starts next Thursday. Hockey and hoop playoffs right around the corner doing push-ups. You got the regional finals this weekend. NHL and NBA all weekend. Daily fantasy rosters. PharrellOnTheBench.com on fire tonight in the NCAAs. I hit 7 of 8 bets. 7 out of 8. Man, I'm so sorry I got that one game wrong for you. Pharrell hits winners. Go sign up. All right, so I am hitting tons of games all week. And tonight I just leveled everything, hitting the 7 of 8 bets. The only thing I got wrong was I went for the upset with Clemson. And they didn't win, but they backdoor covered the 5 that I got, and they lost by 4. Nice backdoor cover. I got, and then I hit everything else. Nova to win and minus. And then I had Duke to win and Cuse plus 11.5. And then I had Texas Tech winning outright. And they covered as well. So now the deal is set. For tomorrow, K-State against Loyola of Chicago. That's the first game at, I think, 6:07 or something like that.
Just after 6 o'clock.
And then later after that one, Florida State and Michigan.
About 8:50, I believe.
So the one in the south is in Atlanta. The one in the west is in Los Angeles. Sunday, you got Nova and Texas Tech first, and then the nightcap, Kansas and Duke.
2:20 in the afternoon for Villanova. And then 5:15 for Duke and Kansas.
There you go. So going back to the guy that was talking about the Celtics, we didn't talk about Kyrie. He's set to have surgery on his injured knee on Saturday with the hopes of getting rid of that soreness in the left knee. And it's a minor invasive surgery, whatever that means. Like, there's always a new phrase for it now, isn't there? He's having his knee scoped tomorrow, right? I mean, in not so many words, he's having his knee operated on. But not some drastic knee surgery. It sounds to me like they're just cleaning it up. You know what I mean? Going in there, scoping it, taking fluid out, blah, 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 etc. As you know, I'm only a doctor on General Hospital, weekdays at 3 on ABC, even though I only watch CBS and Gail King primarily for a living. That's all I do. And Mafia told me all he does is watch CBS HQ now in his underwear at home. And Carver High doesn't watch anything at all. Oh, I'm sorry. He doesn't wear anything at all. I'm just reading this now. It's not a question of watching. It's a question of what he doesn't wear, which is anything. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. Carmen in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, love the show as always, brother. Can I get a double of J-Mo?
Can we get him J-Mo double? Check it out.
I just wanted to just make a quick point, and I wanted to get your opinion on something. Despite the injuries going with the Bruins and the Celtics, these teams have both seem to keep plugging away, getting big wins when they need them. And then my question for you is, both these teams have a good young base. Which one do you think is set up better for the future, the Bruins or the Celtics?
I mean, I think they both are. I'm being legitimate when I say that. They're both loaded with talent. No one expected, in my view, Jaylen Brown to blow up the way he did this year and have the games that he had. And, I mean, they're doing all this basically with Kyrie and him. And then Smart is that lunch pail guy that everyone always says they're gonna move him, but they never do because he busts his ass for that franchise and plays some, you know, a junkyard D-type guy, physical, scrappy, violent, diving into the stands, on the floor, whatever it takes to win. So not having him in the lineup's a problem. And then, you know, Brown concussed, Kyrie the knee. These are problems. The fact that old man Marcus Morris can go out and drop 30 and they can win in Portland against one of the hottest teams in the NBA right now is a huge statement to the the team, the coach, Stevens, and the players, that they still went out with Tatum and company and got that W tonight, which is against all odds. That's just all you need to know, that they're badass. And then the Bruins, I mean, my God, like I bet on them tonight, right? I took them on the road in Dallas. I took the high-risk bet, and I bet on them. And I just couldn't even believe that they won, because before the game, I was sitting at home getting ready to watch the NCAAs, right? I saw like a news flash or something, Carver High, at the bottom of the screen. It said like literally their entire lineup was missing the game, and they still won. You know why? Because Bishop's out, Lettinen's in every night now, and Dallas is imploding. And so Boston, even with a bunch of hacks, bottom line, they won the game.
They were down early, too.
They were down early, 1-0, right? And then Rask stepped up, made 40 saves. And then you get the leadership from Marchand, and Pastrnak gets you his 29th. Marchand is 32nd, and it's lights out. Jamie Bennett is 28, though. You got to respect that, the numbers that he puts up. You like him as a player, Carver High?
Love Jamie Bennett.
Yeah, he can play. So they're both set up well. Do you think I'm crazy to say that? I think their futures are both bright. I mean, they're loaded with young talent on the Bruins and the right mix of vets. And, I mean, they win. They're having a great season. They got a great goalie when he's healthy. I think both of their futures are bright, Celtics and Bruins.
Oh, I agree with you. I think they'll both be around for a while. The Bruins do have a nice mix of young guys and some vets, guys who have been there a while, like Bergeron and Marchand. So both are going to be there. And when you talk about the Celtics, you forget when you look at the future. I mean, Hayward hasn't been there all year. They got him in the years to come as well.
Right.
So Celtics are set up just fine. Everybody's going to be all good up there in Boston.
So what is the story here with your boy, Michael Bennett? What is that about? Like, he's been indicted by a grand jury in Harris County, Texas, on a felony charge of injury of elderly. He tried to force his way onto the field during the Pats Super Bowl win over the Falcons in Houston. He was a spectator watching his brother, Martellus Bennett, play for the Pats. The security, including a 66-year-old disabled victim, told Bennett he had to use a different entrance for field access. Instead, he pushed through them, including the elderly woman, allegedly, who was part of the security team. A warrant has been issued for his arrest. Now it gets ridiculous. Listen to this. If convicted, he could face 10 years in prison. He's going to go to prison for 10 years because he jumped over. Is that what he did? He jumped over a woman in a wheelchair and hit her? Intentionally, knowingly caused bodily injury to a person 65 or older. Oh, I love it. He's going to go away for 10 years, do you think, with all that money he's got? You think he'll be able to hire a good lawyer to take on these charges of hurting old ladies?
He's going to plead that down to a misdemeanor, do community service, and be done with it.
So they
he's going to pay her off, too. You got that right.
He intentionally and knowingly caused bodily injury to a person 65 years or older. So he knowingly planned to hurt the old lady.
I got a question.
Is what the Houston police are.
This is like, I'm not even...
She sprained her shoulder. Horrible. I feel horrible for her. Bennett told the police officer to Pharrell off before proceeding onto the football field. And the police chief on Michael Bennett, now with the Eagles, said, you all must know who I am. I could own this place. I'm going on that field whether you like it or not. Mr. Bennett may think that he's above the law. Mr. Bennett may think he could put his hands on an elderly woman and injure an elderly woman, but the Houston PD certainly doesn't share that view, and we're grateful to the grand jury and the DA for their actions in this case. Put him away forever. We have Michael Bennett's response. This is unbelievable footage.
The evidence has been falsified. It's impossible. I never broke the law.
Unbelievable. Dramatic footage there, Carver.
I got two, like, kind of serious questions about this that I can't figure out.
Right.
One, why is a 66-year-old paraplegic woman part of the
security
detail for people to get at on and Super off Bowl. The field at the Super Bowl? Like, I'm not even, like, trying to make a joke out of this. I'm, like, asking a serious question. Why is...
That's because that's why Tom Brady's jersey got stolen, because she doesn't have a fast enough wheelchair, and she should have caught that guy.
Like, I'm not saying she shouldn't be working at the Super Bowl, but is that the job that she should be doing? I mean, I don't.
I love all old people.
Secondly,
I love her, and I love all people, including everyone from Houston.
Secondly, why is this just coming about now? 14 months later? 15 months later? What?
A year? Another Super Bowl of his past.
Did it take that long to get
he's not even
the right grand jury in there?
It was an extensive investigation, okay?
They've been chasing him for a year and a half. Is he this is the same dude that was in Vegas jumping over walls and running from the popo.
Correct.
He just hates the popo and white people. I mean, they're out to get him in Houston. I saw the police chief. He's livid. He's taking on Michael Bennett. He's going to win, too. If it's the last thing I do. He's facing 10 years in prison.
That's silly part.
He won't even serve 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Do you think there'll be a resolution? There'll be a settlement?
A check. That's what it's going to be.
Maybe he'll get her a high-speed wheelchair, like a one with rocket boosters on it.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
That was also footage from when when he was trying to push the the security out of the way to get onto the field. There was also a report of violence.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you, right here.
Do you believe there'll be violence here today? I certainly hope so.
Do you expect to see any violence here today?
I certainly hope so.
So what happened? Did he tip the lady's wheelchair over?
No, the report I read said she did not get knocked over, but she got knocked back into her chair. I guess that's where the injury came from.
Oh, and it hurt her shoulder?
Yes.
What about the guy that broke my finger swimming? What happens to him? Nothing?
No, he's rich. When the rich pay it off, it's all good.
So your boy Fuego saw the guy today, and he told me that the guy's a tool. He already knew who he was. He's got like an attitude problem, this guy. Mr. Tough
Everybody
Guy.
Everybody up there has an attitude problem.
Everybody's a tough guy at the gym. Everybody's a professional athlete. They're all hard working out and yoga and Pilates and what are those other classes they do there?
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Spin and group. What is the group like?
Dance ones.
Yeah, group dance. And how about Spartan? That's what I do before basketball on Saturdays. A little 15-20 minute Spartan warm up with some brutal calisthenics and burpees. It's no joke, Mafia. 855-212-4227. When we come back, Odell Beckham being sued for an alleged brutal assault. The crimes and misdemeanors continue with the Pharrell police blotter tonight.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Man, Mafia, I got to tell you, my NCAA picks were really terrible tonight. You know, hitting 7 of 8 bets, like, you know, getting 7 of 8 right. I mean, I'm sorry I got that one wrong for all the fans.
Yo, you're even worse than the NBA where you hit 80-10 on the money line. Just terrible.
Yeah.
Two picks wrong. Just awful. Can't have it.
Yeah. Sorry for the one pick I got wrong in the eight bets tonight in the NCAAs and then the two I got wrong in the NBA. Sorry, I got all those other ones right. Sorry about that. Miserable mother. Anyway, here you go. Did you see this story? Odell Beckham Jr. sued for $15 million. A frivolous lawsuit over an alleged brutal assault. He's being sued by a guy who claims all he did was go to Beckham's house and got the crap beaten out of him. This guy claims in a lawsuit he's been friends with Beckham. The guy claims he was invited to Beckham's home in January. He says he was shaking hands with people inside the home and went for the hand of Beckham's hired muscle when the bodyguard pulled out a gun and pointed it toward him and said, "I bet you've never gotten shot before." Then the guy says he then pulled Beckham aside and to tell him what happened. And says Beckham just laughed at him, told him to relax. He says 20 minutes later, he was ready to leave. Another guy punched him in the back of the head. And then this bodyguard joined in. He said he blacked out, woke up with kicks to his face. And Beckham did not order them to stop. He says the beating stemmed from an incident the week before when he says Beckham's security verbally assaulted him when he was sought to retrieve his phone from Beckham's house. He thinks security resents him because as a Hollywood social event organizer, he threw, he knew many of the female ladies present at Beckham's residence. So he says he was beaten to a pulp. His two front teeth got chipped and his lip was busted open. He says his earring got ripped out of his ear and his knee got messed up. The guy says he spent $18,000 just to fix his teeth. He's been blacklisted as a result of the fight. He's suing for $15 million. Beckham vehemently denies the allegations. He said the guy expressly acknowledged in his own lawsuit that Odell never once touched him, and yet Beckham is being sued for an altercation that definitely did not involve him at all.
But it was on his property.
It was on his property. Beckham's legal team also claims that the guy arrived at the party drunk, belligerent, and made threats to several attendees, at which point he was repeatedly asked to leave. The claim he was repeatedly asked to leave and got into a fight, but not with Odell, and was then escorted off the premises. They point out the guy himself says Odell wasn't involved in the fight, but they claimed he demanded money from Odell. This guy claims somebody assaulted him to near death. But there's no police report, no hospital record, no evidence of anything. And he asserts that Odell's responsible. This is frivolous. We'll see you soon in court. This guy has no chance of winning anything. Not a penny.
You're probably right. I mean,
he's not going to get any money,
you know.
He's not going to get anything.
Unless Odell wants to just give, here, take this and go away.
No, know. I don't think he will. He'll give him nothing because he's tried to waste his time.
Right.
And the best thing to come of it is that now he's been blacklisted from all the parties in New York. Didn't you see he said he can't go to parties anymore?
What a shame.
He's been blacklisted.
Even though it's frivolous, the last thing he needs is this going on. After the whole video that came out with the chick next to him with the white powdery substance.
That was cocaine. What about, do you think they'll invite that guy to the FAN pizza parties they have here?
So this guy wants to be the highest paid player in all of football, and then he's got that video coming out and a lawsuit that, you know, some guy got jumped on his property. It doesn't look good.
Carver High getting involved in the fan baseball fantasy blowout draft this weekend. There's going to be a lot happening here at the, village headquarters of WFF.
Yes, I'll be back in here on the weekend, on Sunday afternoon, for the big
an all-dayer
draft.
I've seen that draft before at nighttime.
Yes, we used to do it at night, and we decided a little weekend action.
You didn't like seeing Pharrell at night. I interfered with the draft.
Well,
I ran through there naked yelling, "Monzo the Magnificent."
It was hard for me to do it at night because, obviously, we have the show at night.
Right.
Very distracting, so now I have a clean slate on Sunday. And I can just focus on that.
I believe it. Let's go to Brown in Boston.
Hey, how you doing, Scotty?
Hey, dude.
Hey, if you take Maki's faults, which I wish the Celtics took him when the draft was going on at first,
right,
instead of trading down.
Right.
But if you look at it now, And I didn't know he had a hitch in his shot like Ball has. Ball shoots from the hip.
Right.
I didn't know Fultz had that much of an issue that he had to take some time off and learn how to shoot again.
Yeah, like the whole season.
Right. Would you take, like, Tatum? I mean, Tatum, he wasn't supposed to be able to shoot from the three-point range that he is now. But if you look at them three, I know you have to go with, like, if you're going to get a guard, you would probably go with the guard, but the point guard. But you think Tatum will be the number one out of those three?
Who's the third one you're talking about?
Fultz, Ball, and Tatum.
I think Tatum is a great play by the Celtics. They love him. And Ball has been everything that the Lakers could have ever dreamt he would be. People can hate his dad all they want, his brothers. They can hate ESPN for covering him all the way to Lithuania. They can blame ESPN for covering the loudmouth wacko father. But the bottom line is, that kid never did anything wrong to anybody. All he did was show up to play ball every night. He hurt his knee, but when he wasn't hurt and when he was playing, he was putting up, in my view, for a rookie on the LA Lakers at Staples, putting up solid numbers across the board. Like, what was it, like 10, 7, and 7? The guy is a freak. He can pass full-length court passes. He's got great vision, great speed. He can finish. He can defend. He can play. The guy can score. He can alley-oop, dunk himself, or dish and dunk. He's exciting. Fans love him. He's not a tool. He doesn't act like an idiot. He's got a lot going on with TV shows and rap videos and everything else, which is absurd. But when it comes to playing basketball, I like his game. So I think the Magic and the Lakers love him, and he's going to be a great player for them for a long time. And I think Tatum's going to be a great Celtic for a long time. And I think Fultz should be playing in my rec league. He's been worthless, absolutely worthless. I don't want to hear about him anymore until he's dropping 20 a game in the NBA, because that's all everyone said he was going to do. The greatest player ever out of Washington with his 9-20 whack loser team he came from, and then he came to the NBA and sat on his ass crying to his mommy. I mean, what did he do for them besides nothing? Right? He doesn't do anything. He still doesn't do anything. So whatever. I don't care. Like, can you imagine that guy? Would he have a twitch? He had some kind of a, what was wrong with him? His shoulders?
Shoulder issue at first.
Okay,
yeah.
And then he never played. Listen, Mafia, you and I play with everything on my entire body broken. I played for 6 months with my plantar fascia torn. I'm going to play tomorrow with a broken finger. Like, let's have at it. Have at it. This guy sits the whole season. Wussification. You can have him. I don't care what he does. He does nothing for me. Never did in college either.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I would highly recommend getting the I Am Scott Pharrell app, free in the App Store. It's got everything about the show on it, all of our interviews, everything. It's got all our tweets, all our social media, all our videos in studio, every video that's ever been made about me, good or bad. It's got a Pharrellavision page. I think you'll freak out when you see it. It's got just millions of things on there taped. You'll love. Check it out, the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store, free. Also, you know, if you like hitting, it's got all my picks on there too, Mafia. You can get to my website right on the app. They're right on there. And the daily fantasy rosters. Everything's on the I Am Scott Pharrell app. Otherwise, just go to my website for my action. I mean, unless you don't like hitting 7 of 8 plays in the regionals tonight. Sorry. Sorry if I hit too many games for you tonight. Carver High, there's a lot I want to do in the stack here. This, I have no idea what happened, but I'm doing this in your honor. Tonight, I'm now incorporating the NCAA hockey tournament into our show for the remainder of the tournament.
Well, just like the NIT, I'll be more interested as long as the Irish continue to move on, and they did today.
Notre Dame beat Michigan Tech?
With an overtime win, yes.
Do you have other like college hockey scores?
No. Who played in the other game?
Air Force St. Cloud State.
I don't know who won that.
Clarkson Providence.
Providence won that because they're playing Notre Dame next.
And Duluth Minnesota State. Wasn't Minnesota State the school that that TV show was based on, Coach?
Dauber.
All right, the playoff picture is still changing by the day, Carver High. Here's where things stand heading into the weekend. If the playoffs started today, the Ducks would play the Preds. The Jets would play the Wild, Vegas would play Rado, and San Jose would play L.A. Those are great Western series. In the East, Tampa would play New Jersey, Boston, Toronto, Caps, Flyers, Pens, Blue Jackets. Who do you like there, Carver? Do you like those series? What's your favorite series there? San Jose, L.A.?
I always love
Vegas,
when those
Colorado.
San Jose, L.A., probably in the West, and
Boston, Toronto. There you go. Sid Crosby reached the 80-point mark for the ninth time in his NHL career, all with Pittsburgh. He trails only Mario Lemieux for most seasons with 80-plus points in Penguins history. Amazing. Lemieux, 11. Crosby, 9. Jágr, 8. Eight of such seasons. Here we go. This is your NHL.com with your boy B-Comp. Works, our boy Brian Compton from NHL.com. The power rankings, Carver High and Mafia. Nashville 1, Tampa 2, Boston 3, Farrellipeg 4, Vegas 5, Capitals 6. They always do well in the playoffs. Penguins 7, San Jose 8, Toronto 9, Minnesota 10, Columbus 11, Colorado 12, LA Kings 13, Ducks 14, Flyers 15 and Florida 16. You have a problem with any of that? Either one of you?
I'd flip flop Pittsburgh and Washington, and I think Columbus needs to get a little more love with the streak that they're on.
All right. The way they're playing, the Penguins should be scared to death of them. Like last year, they were supposed to be scared to death of them. Josh Allen showed off his huge arm at Wyoming's Pro Day. He was heaving passes like 75, 80 yards.
He's got a big arm. Once again, you know. How much can you really take out of a guy just throwing on a field with nobody around? I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Why do these things matter so much?
The case for building an NFL offense around Lamar Jackson. Career yardage gained. Passing over 9,000 yards. Scrambling yards over 1,286. Designed rushing yards over 3,500. Do you like him in the pros, Mafia? Lamar Jackson.
We've seen some good things from him with that offense. I don't know. He still needs some growing to me as far as his skill set. If you build the right offense around him, it could work. But it's not like he's a huge guy like Cam where he's just going to run people over. So when you get into the pros, it's hard to do that kind of style of play.
So you heard that Sue's choices were down to the Titans, Rams, and Saints. Although the Jets have now made the biggest offer of money.
Coming in 11th hour with a lot of cash.
So will Ndamukong Suh play for the Jets?
I think so. I think he's all about the money on this deal. I mean, you saw that with the last one. He just wants to get paid. It doesn't matter where.
Do you think people are trying, Carver High, to pit Johnny Manziel against Colin Kaepernick? It seems like even our buddy Jim Trotter, who we're allowed to be friends with again because he doesn't work at ESPN anymore, he says 13 teams showed up to watch Johnny throw at the San Diego Pro Day. How many teams will show up if Colin Kaepernick threw at a Pro Day? How about none?
I don't think it's fair. To really get the Johnny Manziel. I mean, he's trying to put his life back together, and he's got his own thing going on. Why do we have to throw him into the Kaepernick thing? I don't get it. Guys who are in the league right now getting jobs over Colin Kaepernick, like, you know, when Blaine Gabbert signs deals and Kaepernick doesn't, all right. You know, when some of these other guys, Brock Osweiler signing with the Dolphins today.
He got a deal.
All right. Well, those guys, I think you know, Colin Kaepernick should be upset. Johnny Manziel is trying to get his life back together and try to get back into football. I don't think that you should use him as a measuring stick.
Our good friend Jenna Jameson, the legendary porn star, has thrown her 2 cents in on who the Browns should draft. Josh Allen is who she said they should draft.
Yeah, although the guy asked her which of them the first and fourth pick, and she just said Allen, so I don't know. I guess she's waiting to see who's left for the fourth pick, but I mean, she looks a lot different these days, man.
Yeah.
I went and checked out her Instagram after that. She's clean, sober, mom, just focused on being a mom now.
She look good?
She looks good, a lot different than back in the day, though.
Troubled Niner Alden Smith arrested again in San Francisco, violated a court order by contacting a victim in a domestic violence incident. Turned himself in today. Again, that guy is Carver High bound for prison.
Never ends.
I mean, that guy's going to end up in prison as sure as I'm sitting here. I hate to say it, but you know it's true. We've hit NBA's tanking rock bottom because of the Memphis 61-point loss. At least the Knicks didn't look like they were tanking tonight when they lost by four. Mike Trout before Thursday's exhibition, 44 plate appearances, 423 on base, 579 slugging, zero strikeouts. That's a hell of a spring. Did you see Kershaw's spring, Carver High, a zero ERA?
Let's start playing for real.
Okay. Stephen Wright suspended 15 games for violation of the domestic violence policy. 15 games suspended. That's not bad when you think about it. For
15 of 162, meanwhile, the NFL is like 10 of 16.
You beat women, you get 15 games. That's not a bad deal. I mean, when you think about it.
It's not even 10% of the season.
It's a horrible precedent. You got to suspend him for 30 games at least. Miguel Sano. He won't be suspended by baseball after a sexual assault investigation. I guess they didn't have enough on him, Carver High, to book him.
Seems to be the reason.
Kansas State, the state, produces a sports betting bill. Sports betting 455 with a 0.25 integrity fee for sports leagues and requirement for operators to use official league data for in-game bets. More favorable to leagues than prior bills, similar to the New York Senate bill. We're still waiting for an answer from the Supreme Court. How much do you think tanking is going to affect the expanded sports betting in the United States? Teams are shamelessly trying to lose to get more ping pong balls in the draft. Sets the league up for bad optics when it comes to sports gambling, when you think about it.
It's been happening for years. That's nothing new. They do things in Vegas to try to make up for it. They take into account.
After shooting 82 in the second round, Tony Romo finishes dead last in his PGA Tour debut. I wonder if he'll get a new Skechers commercial out of it. Fans of the Masters will have plenty to enjoy before this year's tournament, with every final round since 68 now available on YouTube. I'm going to binge watch every single final round. With Mafia.
No, you're not. No, with me, you won't.
The Brickyard 400 has a ridiculous new name. Did you see this? Which is held in the Indy Motor Speedway every July, will now be known as the Big Machine Vodka 400 at the Brickyard, powered by Florida Georgia Line. That's a band. So now it's going to be called what I just said, which is ridiculous. They might as well not even have it. The WWE moves toward a Hulk Hogan reunion despite the racist sex tape. Remember all of that was on the TV for so long? With Hulk Hogan.
So everyone wants to see a six-year-old guy in a Speedo.
Former Dolphins and Marlins owner Wayne Huizenga dies at 80. I remember him well when I lived in Miami. The guy owned three teams. His net worth was $2.8 billion. He was a good guy in Miami. I don't know. Am I wrong about that? I think they loved him, unless I'm crazy. Tom in Canton, Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing?
What's going on, brother?
I have a very good question.
Yeah.
Your opinion, what makes a good coach in any sport?
Well, I mean, if I had all day, I could sit here and tell you. I would say, a guy that, it depends on what level, but I mean, a guy, let's say in college, that turns kids into men and makes them become responsible and, accountable and, they show up and they don't make excuses and they work hard and they focus on their game, their lives, their studies. They don't forget to get an education, a coach that makes them behave right, treat women right, play hard, be a good teammate, be honest, play hard, be a winner, Give everything. Don't be a quitter. Don't be a tanker. Stick up for your teammates. You know, play great defense. Depends on what sport you're talking about, but so many factors that a coach can have in someone's life. But I'd say accountability, dependability, honesty, and making them, you know, grow into men, I think is crucial. Once they're already pros and of age, good luck getting them to behave a certain way. Real quickly, a pitcher gets paid after he wins a lawsuit after he punched out an LSD-tripping teenager that broke into his home. Do you remember this story about the Rockies pitcher, Greg Reynolds?
Yes.
So a jury awarded him like $3 million for he broke his hand and all his knuckles when he punched out that kid. But he was tripping on acid, which I thought made the story interesting. Lomachenko and Linares, their fight finalized for May 12th at Madison Square Garden. Joseph Parker says he just wants to bash Anthony Joshua's face in. I can't wait for that fight. Terrence Crawford, Bud Crawford's fight with Jeff Horn, now rescheduled for June. They'll be asking me next week if I want to go to that. And Canelo now suspended for all of his problems with tainted cow meat. Get the I Am Scott Farrell app over the weekend. Get all my snags on my site for Carver High and Mafia. I'm Farrell. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.